Hey, yourself. 6 minutes past two. Port Adelaide tragic. And Havelock Hotel regular, the Adelaide tech guy. Here he is, Richard Pascoe. Richard, good afternoon. Nice to catch up again.
Nice to catch up, Pilko. I better offer an apology because last week I told people to put all their money on Port Adelaide against Brisbane. Now, what I need to do, people, is double up this week against the Crows, all right? Go all in.
even though you've lost the house after last week, now put the caravan up and go for broke.
That's it.
Mate, tell us about these watches. Would be ideal for Sunday Mother's Day from the people at Harvey Norman. I've seen the photos. They look just brilliant. Tell us about them.
They're great. So the best caller today, so get on the phone now. Don't leave it too late. Can win a Garmin smartwatch. It's a Garmin Fenix X6S Pro. It's rose gold, a pair of JBL wireless headphones as well to pair to the smartwatch. Normally sells for $1,149 on there as well. So they're on sale at the moment. So go down and buy one if you don't win one today. $574. But we're going to give away one to the best caller, and then you can give it to Mum for Mother's Day.
Oh, so normally $1,149, and they're selling at the moment at Harvey Norman. Nick and the crew at what, $574?
$574. It's an absolute bargain, but a lovely, lovely watch, the Garmin smartwatch for Mum.
All right. Richard, if you're getting a message on your computer saying that my Windows firewall is broken and to dial a number, what do you do about that?
I had a couple of people with this during the week as well. It's a scam. You've been to an infected
scam
website and it's jumped onto your browser as well. So, you know, you don't dial that number. If you do, it's say you've got to ring Microsoft. It's basically the wrong thing to do. They'll want remote access to your computer. They'll want to charge you a fortune. If you just turn the computer off, turn it back on again, basically clear your browsing history, you should be back to normal.
Righto. From Melissa, Richard, she said, is there a list of companies that don't contact you by phone? She said, elderly parents have been scammed once or one and a half times. I don't know how you can be scammed one and a half times. But she said, really, I'd like to be able to actually put it on the wall in their little study, a list of companies that will never, ever contact you by phone. But she says the elderly parents have been done at least once and it cost them a fair bit of money.
I'm a big believer if it's not Aunt Doris ringing, you don't answer the phone. So if you pick the phone up and it's not Aunt Doris, because it's so hard to find a list of companies for it. So nobody basically rings you, especially on the landline. Landlines, it's about time a lot of people got rid of more landlines, I've got to say. Just ring you on the mobile. And if they don't leave a message, don't pick it up.
Simple as that. All right. Okay, Melissa, there's the answer for Mum and Dad. Let's go to the callers, 8223-0000, the number of ours. And Rick has given us a ring from up at Elizabeth for Richard Pascoe. Rick, good afternoon.
Oh, g'day, Pascoe. G'day, Richard.
Hi, mate.
I'm not really too savvy with phones and stuff. I broke my Samsung 5.
Right.
And I got another one. I replaced it with the same one because I found it was a really good phone for me.
Yeah.
But after plugging my memory card back in, the card and the battery and that, and trying to get my Google Photos back.
Right.
I had three email addresses. And so one... this is a bit difficult. One got onto the Google Photos, and I put it on with the password. But all the photos that I've taken for the last 8 years didn't come up. Now I'm wondering whether those photos will come back up. And they belong to the other email address?
I'm going to say they probably would, Rick. What I would do is I would go to a computer and start logging into the other Gmail addresses that you've got, open up Google Photos, and see which one's got it. That's going to help you decide.
Okay. All right. Okay. I've been meaning to give you a call for weeks about this, and I've been stressing out on it big time. But
don't stress, Rick, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Just work your way slowly through it. Go to each address, open up Google Photos and see what's there. All right?
All right. Thanks very much for your help.
Thanks, Rick.
It's 11 minutes past two. Our next caller, 8223-0000, the number of ours, Blakeview. And for Richard Pascoe, Julie. Julie, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Philco. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hi, Julie.
Look, my father-in-law has benign tremors. It's like a Parkinson's type thing.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just benign tremors.
Mm.
And when you go anywhere with him, he can't have a smartphone. And when you have to do a QR code, you have to write everything down. And
yep.
It's just really annoying. What would be the easiest type of phone for him to use that he could actually... with big numbers so that he can actually not see it so much, but because of his tremors, be able to use the keypad, and it's just
How's his speech, Julie?
Oh, his speech is good. Yeah, that's not a problem. Hearing can be a bit dicey at times if he hasn't got his hearing aids in, a bit like Pilko.
Right.
But
don't take that hard, Pilko. Good heavens.
Oh, but he's a Crows supporter, so nothing could upset them. So. but, yeah, it's just he can't use a smartphone. And is there a smartphone available that would have a big enough keypad or something that, you know, like...
Does he just call people, Julie?
Yeah, we won't let him have the internet because he could end up anywhere. It's too dangerous.
Right.
With him with his tremors.
Right, so why not an iPhone and using Siri?
So we got Samsung. We use
Google Assistant. You can do exactly the same on Google Assistant. So why don't you trial him with one of your phones and do it that way first? Because then he can answer calls, he can reply to text messages and try that way. All right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of other sort of elderly people with the same problem. And and you're trying to do this QR thing. It's not a problem for us, but for him.
Oh, anybody. I've got a couple of clients who said exactly the same thing. One went to the iPhone and it's changed his life. So.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah, but he had an iPhone already.
Yeah, he's not too bad with technology. I don't know whether he'd be able to use this Google Assist and everything, but we can give it a go, I guess.
You've just got to train him, and that might sound the wrong, probably wrong terminology, into going saying, you know, hey, Google, listen to 5AA. And people out there are cursing me right now because every Google device has just switched on to 5AA, so.
All right, Julie, give him our love. Let's go to Northgate this time around for Richard Pascoe, and Tyrone from Northgate is on the line. Tyrone, good afternoon. Welcome to Afternoons.
Hi, guys. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Tyrone.
I had a question about the new Apple M1 chips.
Yep.
And the potential read-write issue they're having with the SSDs. Do you know anything about that? And is it something we should be...
No, shouldn't be concerned at all, I don't think.
Okay. I've read a few things, and people who are using Rosetta for the Intel stuff are complaining that they're having excessive read-write speed.
I can tell you, Tyrone, I'm not. Right. I'm fine. I've got a MacBook Pro. Not a problem.
I bought the Mac Mini with the M1. Yep. I don't know too much about it, but I was just wondering if it's an issue we should be concerned about.
No, I don't think so, Tyrone. I think it's a wonderful thing that they're doing and really putting pressure on the whole tech industry, which is great.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Tyrone.
So for Sunday Mother's Day, don't forget the darling mother of yours and make her happy, really happy, with a Garmin Pro GPS watch or one of the Fitbit sensors from the people at Harvey Norman. The Harvey Norman stores all around the place. The Adelaide Tech Guy is available on the mobile phone 0419 829 145 or simply going online, adelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard Pascoe. And for Richard, down at Morford Vale, Chris has given us a ring from down there. Chris, your turn to talk to Richard.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Chris.
Just wondering, we have internet that's not very reliable, and my brother and I steal quite a lot of it for our console gaming.
Right.
Mum's always yelling out because she's trying to stream something. We just want to know, what's the best thing to buy to extend our Wi-Fi?
The Google Nest Wi-Fi, Chris. That is the best thing to do. We put it in lots of homes and businesses. You get the 3-pack. It's reasonably expensive, Chris, but it really does give you great coverage around the house.
All right.
All right.
And do you know where the best place to get one would be?
I'd say Harvey Norman's. We'll do you a good price, Chris.
All right. I'll go check it out.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
And when you go there, Chris, mention the guru's name and they'll say, oh, no, not him again. Yeah, righto, good on you. To Salisbury Plains, Shondell from there. Shondell, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Pilko. Hope you're both well.
We are, Shondell.
Richard, how can I outsmart my teenager? I need to track him, look, only for safety purposes.
Yep.
He's obviously got iPhone. I'm a bit over the hill, so I'm not...
How old is he, Shandell?
He's 14 going on 21, and right. I know you're going to say you should have the password. However, it's very contentious.
Yep.
We don't.
Right.
He won't give it to us. I've taken the phone, but I like him to have it for safety when he's to and from school.
Yep.
And I'm thinking if he leaves it lying around, is it as easy for me just to, I know how to track, go in and track him. I know that much.
Yep.
But if he's got it protected, is there a way I can get in?
No.
Okay.
You need that passcode to get in there, Shandell.
All right. He's tracking me. We've got it the opposite way around.
Yeah, I know. And yep. You know, it's parents really do need to talk to their kids about this at an early age.
Yeah.
I actually had somebody ring me the other week and saying they want to do exactly the same thing to their daughter. And I said, how old's your daughter? They said, 18. I said, it's well and truly gone now, mate. Yeah. So as far as that's concerned. See if you can. There was an app on there called RPACT. Our is an O-U-R-P-A-C-T. If you can get that on there, it's a really good idea for parents to install that for their kids.
And that's a tracker, is it, Richard?
That's a tracker as well. Find out where they are. All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Shondell, I got it. Yes. Listen, tell the little blighter that he's adopted, and if he doesn't give you the password, you're going to send him back to the home, all righty? See if that works. Got on your Shondell.
Trust me.
All right. Okay. Yeah, get rid of him. Let's go to Tranmere. Frank for the guru. Frank, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, guys. Look, a query about Bluetooth. I was a Samsung user, loved it, got upgraded to a new iPhone.
Yep.
The iPhone now, when I talk in my car, it's okay, but in my truck, really bad and scratchy. So I've had to buy myself some AirPods. I'm using them now because, I've updated the firmware on the truck. I took the phone to Apple. Maybe it was a Bluetooth thing with Apple. Nah, they said it's fine. It's driving me mad.
It would not. What? How is it connecting to your truck?
Bluetooth.
Just through Bluetooth. But what's the device in the truck?
Oh, the actual head unit in the radio. Yeah.
In the head unit, it's the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the device. You know, people have got their. There is software that needs to be upgraded in that radio.
Right. I did a firmware upgrade of that, and it's still scratchy. But it never happened to Samsung. Just the iPhone.
Just the iPhone. Probably it's probably different antenna on there as well when it happens, Frank. But normally it's fine. Doesn't matter what you use.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'll speak to the manufacturer. Thanks.
Thanks, Frank.
Righto, from Frank to Pasadena way. And for Richard Pascoe, John from there. John, you're welcome. Here's Richard for you.
Thanks, Tony. Richard, I have a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet on my computer.
Yep.
I have a tablet with a 365 on there.
Good.
Can I transfer that spreadsheet to my tablet?
Yes, you certainly can. You can open up an Excel on your tablet. What sort of tablet have you got, John?
It's a Samsung A10.
That's fine. You can install the portable Excel to go in there, and that will open up your spreadsheet for it.
How do I get it from the computer to the spreadsheet?
You'd save
a tablet.
Yeah, you'd save it up to, because you've got Office on there, you'd save it to OneDrive, log into OneDrive, install OneDrive on your tablet, and it will be there for you.
Oh, good. Okay, thanks very much, Richard.
Thanks, John.
Richard, with Microsoft Office, do you have to subscribe or can you buy it outright?
You can buy it outright. I'm a big believer for people to go along and subscribe to it because it's always kept up to date. And it's $98 for a year for one computer, $113 for six computers on there. As well, it gives you 1 terabyte of storage in the cloud. So set it up for somebody yesterday and then we set their backup going, and I said you don't have to worry about backing up again because it'll automatically be done. If you buy it outright, it's $345 for one computer only. So, you know, to me, you know, after 3 years you're going to want to upgrade anyway, so, you know, why not go along and just, you know, pay the $98 a year, because we're all going to subscription stuff now, Pilko. You know, Netflix costs us money every month. Everything's a subscription now. We don't buy things outright.
Richard, a question that people would like to know. Which of the browsers do you use? Is it Google Chrome? Is it Edge? Is it Firefox, Safari? Have you got a favourite, one that kind of suits you?
Yeah, I think Google Chrome still does a better job out there. It really dominates the market. Well, I think it's nearly 70% of people use Google Chrome. Edge is installed automatically on everybody's Windows 10 computer. But Edge is just Google Chrome with a Microsoft front on it. It really is. Firefox is about 6% out there as well. So lots of IT guys do like Firefox, but I stick with Google Chrome.
A question from Jenny. She said, Richard, is there a government department, either state or federal, that in your opinion, in your experience, are really not up to date with their IT technology and their backups and their firewalls? How much time have you got, Jenny?
Yeah, exactly right. I hear some horror stories and things, you know, things like that, that do come out of certain places. In South Australia, let's say. And I'm being very discreet when I say that.
Which is unusual for you.
It is. Yeah, it is, because I don't need phone calls, Pilko. I had one day somebody did ring me up from Canberra because they didn't like a particular joke I made. And
Really?
On really? Air, yes. From the communications office when Kevin Rudd was in Parliament. So, yes.
Oh, really? Naomi says, we were talking at lunch on the weekend. We enjoy the half hours that you do, Richard. She said, but somebody posed the question, has Richard ever been stumped by a question? Can you remember what it was and has it ever happened? All righty, Naomi?
I'm a bit stumped by this question. you know, there are always questions sometimes that you will get that have no interest to the listeners. So that's where we normally bump you back to the producer at Tom, which is Josh, and say, I'll call you off air. Linux questions on there, where Linux is used as operating system by about 2% of the population. So if somebody rings up about that, people will be going, what is he talking about? So we don't kind of answer those ones on air.
All right. Okay. Maybe our last caller for the afternoon. Let's go to Hope Valley. And for the tech guy, Richard Pascoe, Jason's on the line. Jason, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Jason. Yes. You're trying to do a Stephen Bradbury, Jason. Come in at the end.
I've got a new stereo, and I'm just trying to work out what's going on. It's not picking me. I've got a new stereo, but it's actually disconnecting. Like, it doesn't like a Bluetooth for some reason.
Right.
It's an Apple and Android Play, whatever it is. And I've just got to get it repaired. But I'm just stuck in the middle of traffic on Churchill Road. Do you know of anything happening on Churchill Road?
No, I haven't been to Churchill Road today. This is questions all over the place, Jason.
So I'm actually stuck in traffic, and it's jam packed.
Right.
And I'm stuck. I don't know. And that's why I tried to call to see what's going on there. And I'm.
Oh God,
Jason, he's off to get a needle for his stereo. So if we know needles, can you just give us a ring?
Just hopefully Maureen's not in a car stuck somewhere or another. Maureen, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call. Richard Pascoe, can I ask him a question?
Fire away, Maureen.
Yeah.
I've just bought a Samsung Galaxy phone.
Yeah.
And I want to sort of, can I do FaceTime with an Apple phone? Does it make any difference?
No, you're going to have to do it via Skype, Maureen.
Skype?
Yep, or on Google Duo. Is the other one you can do as well. So if you download the Google Duo app and the person on your Android phone, on the Apple phone, can download Google Duo as well, then you can do exactly what FaceTime does.
Oh, that's great. So it doesn't matter what make of model of phone or...
No, it's just about the software that you use, Maureen.
Okay, thank you very much, Skype or Duo.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Maureen.
Okay, Richard, before you disappear to the Havelock, you've got to come up with a winner, one of those wonderful Garmin Pro GPS watches or a Fitbit sensor from the people at Harvey Norman. Great gift on Sunday for Mother's Day. Don't forget the darling mother of yours. And the idea would be for a few of you to put on a few bob rather than buying one little present, all put on a few bob and buy Mum one of these. Richard, the best caller you had in the last half hour.
I was going to say, really good thing to buy Mum, but we're not saying Mum's unfit. Somebody told me about that, so yeah. smartwatch, wonderful thing. Julie, right at the beginning, you know, with the, I think it was the her father had the tremors as well. I just think.
Oh, right, yes.
As well.
Yeah.
Julie, congratulations, Julie. If you want to ring back, talk to Josh. He'll tell you how to get your smartwatch.
Good on you, Richard. Enjoy the rest of the week. The show. Are you going to the showdown Saturday night, 10 past 7? No, you're going to be watching it on television.
No, I'm going to be watching
it
on TV and listening to 5AA Pilcos. I normally do.
The Adelaide Tech Guy, you can get in touch with Richard. The mobile number is 0419 829 145. He actually answers the phone or online, theadelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard Pascoe, back next week.